The product designer Karim Rashid is not a fan of right angles. Almost everything he designs is curved, such as the Umbra O chair and the Garbo trash can. His stuff is made of colorful plastics, a little groovy, and on sale pretty much everywhere. Karim Rashid was born in Egypt, grew up in Canada, and found his calling as a designer early on.
Well, you know, when I was a child, I was very quiet, believe it or not, and quite introverted. A lot of people would find that hard to believe, I guess. And I, would hide under the bed, basically, and draw for 6 hours straight. And I loved to draw. And I, you know what I would draw, basically, is little utopias of worlds that I wanted to live in. My little utopian. I'd actually draw little, you know, buildings and little architectural structures and little, I don't know, little like vehicles that would contain your entire house in them, you know, almost like RV vehicles and things. And then I started loving to draw physical things. And I remember drawing all my mom's shoes and eyeglasses in the house, the stereo in the house. When I was about 5 or 6, we took a ship from London to Montreal, the Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth, and that journey was, I don't know, 10 days or something. And there was a drawing competition on the ship, and there were, you know, because there was a lot of people on the ship, there were about 300 children, so we all had to draw something. And, you know, most children drew things like their family or the boats or the sun and landscapes. And I drew luggage. And I drew luggage because I was fascinated with this idea that we took our entire home and put it in a few crates and we were moving to the new land, you know, to Canada. I mean, you know, it was a really primitive drawing of kind of weird things trying to stuff, you know, the shoes go here and the clothes go here and all that. But that kind of was probably the first time I actually tried to really design something, you know. And I won the competition, by the way, which that's the only degree I have up on my wall, really, is the little plaque from when I was 5. If I can make something function beautifully and really well, I can almost get away with any sort of expression. So I make sure now that if I'm doing things that are kind of, you know, a bit radical or a bit kind of, let's say, what I would call inspiring, because I think things around us need to be inspiring and give us a feeling that we're more alive, etc. They got to work really, really well. And if they work, you kind of, in a way, met all the criteria, let's say, of what design is really about. A lot of times I find those simple ideas, in a way, the most powerful ideas, and they're really about, as designers, about being obviously very observant of behaviors, the way we do things, and you can see solutions very easily. I did a credit card for Visa, and it was, and I put 2 stripes on the card, so you could use the card either way. So you don't, you know, and then I even realized that, but it was too expensive for them to produce, was to put 4 stripes, 2 and 2. So it doesn't matter how you use a card, it will always work. You know, these are very, really simple. And the process of design is interesting. If you do these things in a very, like, they seem obvious, but if you do them, they allow you actually to shape new form or new aesthetics or new ideas. I am so interested in the new, in the world we live in now. You know, not only is it my field, it's in my DNA. It's the way I live. You know, if I could have a microchip in my hand, which, by the way, FDA approved 2 years ago, that I can wave to open up all my doors, even my car door, I love that because I hate keys. If I could get rid of the passport and just use my iris, I would be more than happy with my fingerprint. I don't want to carry around something that I'm afraid perpetually I'm going to lose, because that adds stress to my life. I'm always interested when the archetype is finally broken or terminated in a way. And we live with archetypes, you know, and we keep revisiting them over and over and over again. And, even something like the laptop, the notebook computer, we've been hanging on to that archetype for 20 years. It's more or less still the screen opens up with the keyboard in front of you. So it's amazing that this stuff just stays and stays and stays until somebody, just one person, one company, just breaks the archetype and moves us to the next level. And that's the part I'm kind of fascinated with design. So if I had to think of objects that I love, they'd be, I guess, things that would break the archetype and really make us live in the moment in which we exist. I just did luggage this year for a company, and it's just actually going to production very soon. Most luggage right now is just a big empty volume, and you just mix everything in there. So again, I went back to this idea of compartmentalizing things, which is what I did as a child. When I travel, for example, now, I wear like shoes that have no shoelaces. I never wear a belt when I go through the X-ray. I'm all prepared. So I thought about luggage that way in the same way. You know, what could just make this whole experience a little bit easier? Make an object remove stress from our lives, because a lot of objects add stress and we put up with it.
Karim Rashid has literally thousands of objects in production. You can check out some of them at studio360.org. Our story was produced by Studio 360's Michelle Siegel and Josh Rogerson. Was there some family trip or other singular experience that finally launched you on your creative path? If so, we'd like to hear about it. Drop us a line at studio360.org.